President-elect Donald Trump wasted no time replacing his embattled Attorney General nominee Matt Gaetz with Pam Bondi. We've got the details of her background. And a volcano in Iceland, once dormant for 800 years, has erupted again for the seventh time this year. These stories and more highlight your unbiased updates for Friday, November 22, 2024. President-elect Donald Trump has selected former Florida Attorney General Pam Bondi as his new pick to be U.S. Attorney General. The announcement came just hours after former Representative Matt Gaetz withdrew his name from consideration on Thursday, November 21st. Bondi served as Florida's first female attorney general from 2011 to 2019. A year later, she was one of the lawyers who defended Trump during his first impeachment trial, where he was ultimately acquitted by the Senate. She also served on Trump's Opioid and Drug Abuse Commission during his first term. Bondi and Trump's connection came under scrutiny in 2013 when she did not join a lawsuit against Trump in connection to fraud allegations toward Trump University. At the time, Trump's foundation made a $25,000 donation to a campaign group backing Bondi. Both denied any impropriety. The 59-year-old Bondi currently leads the legal arm of the conservative think tank America First Policy Institute, which worked with the Trump campaign to help shape policy for his upcoming administration. If confirmed by the Senate, she would oversee the Department of Justice. In announcing his pick on his platform, Truth Social, Trump said, "For too long, the partisan Department of Justice has been weaponized against me and other Republicans. Not anymore. Pam will refocus the DOJ to its intended purpose of fighting crime and making America safe again." Gaetz, who resigned from Congress shortly after Trump nominated him, released a statement earlier in the day saying his confirmation was unfairly becoming a distraction to the critical work of the Trump-Vance transition. He also called Trump's nomination of Bondi a stellar selection. The former Florida congressman had been the subject of a House Ethics Committee investigation regarding allegations of sexual misconduct and illicit drug use, including accusations he had sex with a 17-year-old girl. He has denied any wrongdoing, and the panel did not agree on Wednesday, November 20th, on whether to release its report. Now, attention is turning to Trump's pick for Defense Secretary, war veteran, and former Fox News host Pete Hegseth. He met with senators on Thursday as a newly released police report detailed allegations about an alleged sexual assault in 2017. The report was released to media outlets in response to public records requests. No charges were filed in the case, and Hegseth has said the encounter was consensual. Hegseth spoke to reporters about the allegations Thursday. "As far as the media is concerned, I'll put it very simple. The matter was fully investigated and I was completely cleared, and that's where I'm going to leave it," he said. Hegseth's attorney said the allegations are false, and Hegseth settled in 2020 only out of fear that he would lose his job at Fox News if the woman's accusations became public. Pennsylvania's U.S. Senate race is over. Democratic incumbent Bob Casey has conceded to Republican opponent Dave McCormick. The Associated Press called the race in favor of McCormick 2 days after the election. It was one of the closest races in the state's history, so close it triggered an automatic recount under state law. Despite Casey conceding, the recount is still going on, and results are expected Wednesday, November 27th. This is Pennsylvania's fourth recount since 2004. None of the previous ones changed the outcome. With McCormick's victory, Republicans will control the U.S. Senate by a 53-47 margin, picking up 4 seats in the 2024 election. An Alabama prisoner became the third person in not just the state, but the U.S. to be executed with nitrogen gas Thursday night. Kerry Grayson, 50, was one of 4 men convicted of murdering a female hitchhiker in 1994 when he was a teenager. The U.S. Supreme Court denied Grayson's final petition to halt the execution Thursday afternoon. In a controversial move, Alabama began using nitrogen gas this year to carry out some executions. It entails the inmate inhaling pure nitrogen through a mask until he suffocates. Critics say it is inhumane and painful, but the state maintains the method is constitutional. The NFL has issued a warning for players after thieves burglarized the homes of two of its biggest stars in the league. Kansas City Chiefs players Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce had their homes broken into within days of each other last month in the Kansas City metro area. The NFL put out a security alert Thursday saying the criminals target players' homes on days the athletes have games. Players were told to take precautions and implement home security measures to reduce the risk of being targeted. NFL officials also recommended players avoid updating social media with check-ins or daily activities until the end of the day and refrain from posting expensive items on their accounts. In Iceland, a volcano has erupted for the seventh time just this year. This latest eruption happened late Wednesday night in Iceland's Reykjanes Peninsula. Tourists had to be evacuated from the Blue Lagoon, Iceland's most famous tourist attraction. Iceland's official tourism site said this most recent event, which created a nearly 2-mile fissure, was significantly smaller than the last eruption in August, which opened a 2.5-mile fissure. Experts said the volcano had been dormant for 800 years before it became active again in 2021. Since then, a total of 10 eruptions have happened, including this latest one. Baseball superstars Shohei Ohtani and Aaron Judge both had award-winning seasons, and now both have been named MVPs of their respective leagues. In a unanimous decision on Thursday, the Dodgers' Ohtani, who became the first player in MLB history to hit 50 home runs and steal 50 bases in one season, claimed his third MVP title. It's his first in the National League. He joins Hall of Famer Frank Thomas as the only two players to get MVP honors in both leagues. Judge received his second American League MVP in the last 3 years. The two culminated their MVP seasons by meeting in last month's World Series, where Ohtani and the Dodgers walked away with the championship.